Hey everyone, thanks for listening. Just a few quick housekeeping things. So we're in a quarantine, as some of you might have noticed. And that means for me that most of the episodes of this will probably be over Skype or something relating to that nature. Mike Lehman from Two-Headed Kitten, and who is on this episode as well, has been very kind in helping me out with some of the audio stuff because he's got a good deal more equipment than I do. And Max Burke, who's been on the show previously, has helped out as well. He also has a new podcast called Frown Time. That's all one word. I'm on it, and you can find that on Spotify. Thanks for listening, and here is this old episode from Thanksgiving.
Everyone comes to us from Rockford. This is In Missed Connections. We joked about naming your dog after me. I won't put your name here, but if you still read these, you'll know who you are. I helped you buy your puppy, and we joked about naming him my alias.
What?
We met here just over 2 years ago and had what I thought was a special relationship. I thought we had respect, trust, and love for each other. Maybe I was wrong, but I always loved you, and treated you like a queen. I know your situation changed, and I respected that, but I never thought you were the type to vanish behind your keyboard. I thought we would always have that special connection and remain friends. Mm. If what we had meant anything, I hope one day you will reach out and let me know how you are. Smiley face. Which is odd choice of emoticon. If not, ... I guess we'll always have seared tuna and the smiles of the maids. ...
What?
The specificity I've wanted this whole time.
Alias, I was with you until the end.
Can we break this down like one sentence at a time?
You lost me. So he's respectful. He's not putting their name there.
Okay, that's good.
Yes.
If you still read these, this just opened up a whole Pandora's box for me.
Yeah.
Because we have now have confirmation that there are people that regularly do read Craigslist misconnections.
And it's worked at least once.
And it has worked at least once, which is awesome. We met here, Craigslist misconnections, just over 2 years ago, and had what I thought was a special relationship.
Okay.
If you met on Craigslist misconnections, you are, by definition, have a special relationship.
Very special.
I thought we had respect, trust, and love for each other.
Maybe now we're getting a little bit
passive-aggressive.
We're getting on some territory with that one right there.
Maybe I was wrong, but I always loved you and treated you like a queen. I know your situation changed, and I've respected that.
Okay, stop right there. That just means she got a boyfriend, right?
Yeah, probably. Or like she like lost her hands and she can't type or something. Well, I don't know what else that would mean.
No, this sounds like a little sad boy way of like,
doesn't it?
Yeah. She just got a new boyfriend.
There's a lot of guilt being thrown
on, because that it doesn't end on that.
Because I heard you read it once before.
Right.
Where could it possibly go from here?
Yeah, treated you like a queen.
Isn't
that an upsetting phrase?
It really is. I don't quite know why.
Isn't it also important which queen? Because if we're talking Mary Queen of Scots, that's a very different situation than if we're talking like Marie Antoinette or like one of the other members of the aristocracies.
I treated you like a queen. I'm 15 years old and never been to my country.
God.
I treated you like a queen. I tried to put you in a guillotine. We're talking French Revolution here, folks. I know your situation changed. I respect you. But I never thought that you were the type to vanish behind your keyboard.
More of that fucking guilt being
thrown.
She
just ghosted him. Get over it.
I thought we would always have that special connection and remain friends. If what we had meant anything, I hope one day you will reach out and let me know how you... Well, you say one day... I don't know how long this guy thinks Craigslist posts stay up. It's not like the cornerstone of a building where, like, if you sign your name in it, it'll be there till, like, you know.
Here's what I'm
three
imagining.
Generations later.
I'm imagining her like in her old age,
Titanic style.
Yeah, just kind of like
she's got the heart of the ocean.
She's wandering through the mansion, you know, just kind of like, you know,
past the maids,
turning lights on here and there, you know, going through, and then she like finds this old Mac tablet that she used to have back in 2019. She
blows the dust off.
Yeah, just blow.
I like that she pulls it out of a bookcase of other Mac tablets. It's every gen that Apple released.
Oh, it still has a charge.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well, maybe I should boot up this old Craigslist app back when I was a good person that responded to messages.
Inexplicably, it creaks as she opens it like an old rusted door. Little Apple logo pops up.
Alexa 9.0 is like, foreign technology detected in your house.
It explodes.
So, I thought we would always have to, if we had made it to smiley face. What a weird
smiley
choice.
Face.
I hope one day you will reach out and let me know how you are. Smiley face emoticon.
That is still really passive aggressive.
Yeah, because it's like letting you know, like, I don't have any.
I'm okay.
I don't have any ill will.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Fine.
This is don't just worry about
you
me. Thing.
I'm fine. This is you don't have any effect on me.
Yeah. Only
except
enough
I'm
effect.
This crazy
yeah.
Post.
Like, look at how long this is, too.
He got yeah. into it.
If not, I guess we'll always have seared tuna and the smiles of the maids. What?
Oh my god.
The smiles of the maids.
Seared, we'll always have. Okay, so seared tuna is one night.
Right.
They had like that's tuna. Yeah, this
god,
is
really
this is a tryst.
Tuna.
The smiles of
the maids.
Okay, hotel. This has got to be a hotel, right?
Well, yeah, it's got to be a hotel. But
the maids. The maids. Not the maid. Not the cleaning lady. The maids. When have you been in a hotel and had two maids simultaneously smile at you?
Never. I've seen both two in a hallway at one time, but working different rooms.
Right. Like, there's no time that, like, two maids just... And how fucking creepy would that be if that happened? If you're walking down a hotel hallway and two, like, the two maids just stopped what they were doing, turned to you, and smiled?
Come and play
I'm
with
posting
us,
something
man.
On Craigslist immediately because there is no time to waste. The pets are being discarded. This
maybe,
is
maybe they're just fans
invasion
of seared
of the
tuna.
Body snatchers shit happening.
They just enjoy a good seared tuna.
I guess. They're just carrying it. That's
maybe
a,
they gave
like
some
dream.
Of the seared tuna to the maids and they smiled.
Well, that seems just
kind.
As passive aggressive as the rest of the...
No,
just like,
it's
here, we made
generous.
Some seared... So you're working in a hotel and somebody comes up to you and they're like, here, you want this seared tuna? I would be insulted, I think.
Hey, I ordered some room service.
I can
not
sear my
hungry.
Own tuna.
Here you go.
I need you to sear my
fuck
tuna
you,
for
I can sear
me.
My own tuna, Mom. Get out of my room.
That's kind of where I'm at.
This is a one-night stand, right? I mean, I know he says a lot about, like, I thought we had something special, and I didn't think you were the type of person to do this or that, but this really just seems like there was one night he really got built up on it.
So,
and she's just like, that's all she wanted.
Let me meet you in the middle here.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
There's one night of them meeting, but there's a long time of them talking on the internet.
Okay.
Because of this sentence.
Oh.
Maybe I was wrong, but I always loved you and treated you like a queen. Always being the operative word.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That implies longevity to this relationship.
Sure.
Loved you is a strong word.
Loved
it?
You is very strong for somebody who disappears when their situation
vanished.
Changes.
Unless
they get their sex change,
unless,
I assume.
Unless she literally vanished behind the keyboard.
Does situation in quotations? Or is he talking about the man?
About Mike, the situation layman. This is not about you, Mike.
I know you lost your abdominal muscles, but listen. We all always have seared tuna.
Situation changed. Yeah, like... I definitely would not respond to this personally.
God, no,
oh,
no.
Oh, absolutely
no.
Not. Okay, as someone who doesn't want to be looked at, touched, stabbed, napped, or
smiled at
about,
by maids?
Certainly not.
Certainly not smiled at by multiple maids.
I
kind of
no,
want that,
it's,
though.
It's not.
That's,
right.
We're getting
right.
into some weird kink areas now.
Well, I just like people. I don't want people to like me.
It's maids, specifically.
Yeah. Even people less than me.
Oh, God.
All right, you're going to have to let go of my hand now. No. No.
Yeah, this one's a no for me. Wait, we're missing the title of the post.
What
is it?
We joked about naming your dog after me.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, his
yeah.
alias.
Yeah. His alias.
I helped you buy your puppy and we joked about naming him my alias. Who the fuck has
also,
an alias?
Also, how did he help her buy her puppy?
Monetarily?
Oh.
Perhaps?
I was just like picking one out.
Maybe this guy is
like picture online.
Maybe this is a wealthy heir. Maybe this is a wealthy area. Well, it doesn't say gender.
You know, if they're picking out animals together, that makes me think this was kind of special.
Yeah. Serious. I actually think it might have been like a long-term thing.
What if she's the villain of this?
She took his
What if he treated her like a queen?
Took his seared tuna. She took his
Him
heart.
And the maids toiled over that tuna.
Yeah.
The
sauna.
Well, you
so
know
he's
what?
In the sauna with the maids.
No. What happened to that dog? What happened to the dog? Is he still
What around? We have here.
Was he discarded?
Is a sad case of seared heart.
Aww.
And that gets two frowns from my maids.
Yeah. The maids of my heart.
So
smile.
I still don't think I'd respond to this. Just because there's got to be a reason she vanished, right?
Yeah.
There's got to be something that happened.
It's really creepy.
Maybe she was tired of being treated like a queen.
Like, honestly, this is probably the creepiest one because of the detail.
Which detail specifically?
All
the
of
fact
it.
That he has an alias? Because
no,
that's
the fact
super
that
weird.
He's trying, well, that too, but he's like, he's fucking reaching.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. I completely agree because when people say stuff like this, they're not usually somebody who treats somebody like a queen because they enjoy that person and
they
want them to feel good.
Want something in return.
They want the
else.
Recognition of being somebody who would treat somebody like a queen.
Oh, that bitch. I can't believe that she would treat him that way.
I fed her seared tuna for a long time.
For 2 months.
Like every day. There was always seared tuna. She was just so fucking sick of seared tuna, guys. Like, she was like, if I have seared tuna one more goddamn time.
Okay, so I feel a little bad for this chick.
Tired of his weird ass maids always smiling at him. I don't think this is a hotel. I think he has an estate. I think maybe he honestly did treat her like
that.
A
was
queen.
Kind of where my mind went at first.
Yeah,
it was
with
like,
the smiles of the maids.
Do you think he does or she? Do you think she lost the estate? Was that the situation that changed and she was now too embarrassed to?
Who has aliases?
Who does?
Let's name
aliases.
All the people that have aliases. Superheroes. That's the first place my mind goes.
Okay,
always.
Criminals.
Criminals. That's another place. That's perhaps the most poignant.
Sex workers.
Sex workers.
FX.
Now, when we say criminals, what did you say?
I thought Alias was on FX.
Oh, that's possible.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Maybe WB,
I get it.
Though.
I was thinking of something, but then I realized I don't know anything about the show Alias.
UPN?
I was going to make a joke about Jessica Jones, because her detective agency is Alias Investigations, but then I realized that not everyone is me.
Don't worry, I took that bullet for you.
Yeah. When we say criminals, I feel like we have to delve deeper into that one, because there's not just one type of criminal, right? There's like criminals like, I'm going to stab you criminals or nap you or think about you.
Well, fuck. I'm terrified.
There's that kind, the scary kind. And then there's like the romantic kind.
Ooh.
The diamond thieves.
The diamond thieves.
The kind
the Robin
who
Hoods.
Hang out the, on Main Street.
The bread stealers.
Yeah. The bread stealer
of Main
Street.
Do you think he was a criminal?
The bread stealer of Main Street.
No! Okay, that's a new musical. Yeah. It's really close to, in my head, as far as like tunes go, like show tunes, Sweeney Todd.
Yeah, very Sweeney Todd.
But only in the realm of manscaping.
Yes. This is my favorite.
The Fleet theory. Walker of Main Street.
This is my, this is... You were working on, you were mulling that one over for a while in your head. I could see it.
That one got me good. That was
so
funny.
My favorite theory is that this is a Robin Hood type figure, right? She is a what?
I said
wait,
wow.
Yeah, no, explain. I'm not quite.
She is a wealthy heiress.
Okay.
Right? And one night, he's a Robin Hood type figure. So he's a criminal technically, but he steals from the rich and gives to the poor. He's at her manor trying to steal some of her expensive diamonds that she and seared tuna. to give to the paupers of Main Street.
So this is all a ruse.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I think it started out that way.
Oh.
And she catches him, right? And he pleads with her, "Don't turn me in, please. Like I mean well." And he appeals to her sense of humanity because she used to have one.
The situation's changed
before
though.
She vanished behind her keyboard.
I never thought you were the type of person to stop talking to somebody because they became weird. Anyway,
and they
spend love you.
Some important time together. They share seared tuna. The maids are just happy to see her get out of her shell, you know, because she's a wealthy heiress. She's been sequestered up in her manor. They're just happy to see her with somebody.
Yeah.
Right. And
Besides then, the little critter, the woodland critters that make her gowns
yes.
once a year.
And then they once have a conversation, year. Right?
She's an heiress.
They have a conversation. And this conversation is about why he does what he does. Why do you steal from the rich and give to the poor? Mm. And it's because he cares about the well-being of these paupers of Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And she realizes, I shouldn't have all this.
She's a bad person.
I shouldn't have all this seared tuna.
The error of her ways.
And she gives everything away and begins a life in a convent in a nun. As
changes
a nun.
Her situation. And he's like, wait, she disappeared.
Yeah, she disappeared. Just but what he doesn't no know trace. Is that she will always hold him in her heart.
Yeah. Because she has a picture of him
yeah.
next to her
heart. In her heart.
In her medically implanted.
Medically grafted to her aortic valve. Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aorta.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So I think we solved that one.
Every time one of the servant boys smiles, she thinks of him.
Yeah. Would you guys respond to this?
Fuck no, dude.
Yeah, me either. Fuck that, Robin.
Who am I to respond to it? The lady?
The lady.
I'm sure. In the convent?
Yeah, if you were reading it and you were like, oh shit, that's me. That's undeniably our relationship.
That's you.
No, this guy seems
super
unhinged.
Shady, yeah.
Unhinged.
Yeah.
Just
super shady.
At the very least, are narcissistic.
Right, because like, even if an ex-boyfriend posts about me on Facebook, I'm like, yeah, overstepped the line. Nope, don't do it. Let alone make a Craigslist post about it.
Absolutely.
Ooh.
This one comes to us from Charleston, West Virginia.
Thank you.
And,
Okay, Scoops.
Oh, it's like Tim Allen.
It's Tim Allen, not Scooby-Doo.
Yeah.
Ugh, but can I have Scooby-Doo instead, please?
Sure. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
Charleston, West Virginia.
Here you go. I'm sorry, let me take Tim Allen back. Here you go.
We've returned Tim Allen.
Never mind, he's probably worth quite a
here,
bit.
Here, I just put a line of Coke out the door, and there he goes.
The last line standing. And this is in Activity Partners. The title is Pac-Man. We are a couple. I am looking for a few good Pac-Mans today to come over and eat the power pellet. This game is from the 80s. Y'all should know how to play it.
Oh, innuendo! I'm so excited.
What?
Innuendo.
I thought so too.
Oh.
But then, listen to this line. This game is from the 80s. Y'all should know how to play it.
Yeah, I still think there's some subtext here.
What does that mean then?
Can you read it one more time, please?
We are a couple. I am looking for a few good Pac-Mans today to come over and eat the power pellet. This game is from the 80s. Y'all should know how to play it.
That's got to be something to do with pills.
That for sure is some sort of weird Coke orgy game. That was that's a remnant from the 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a cultural thing. Is this a thing in West Virginia? All of our West Virginia listeners, please write in.
He says Pac-Men, right?
Pac-Mans.
Can you read it?
That's so weird.
Can you read it? Oh. Hang on. Okay.
You want it again?
Simmer down. No. Wait. But read it not like it's all one big run-on sentence, which I know it is considering your...
Okay, but I'm going to read the words that have been Cronenberg, like the fly, Jeff Goldblum and the fly style combined into one entity. I'm going to read those as one word. We are a couple. I am looking for a few good Pac-Mans today.
Oh, stop right there.
Is that a one word?
I am. Stop right there.
Okay, I see.
Not with the B, like the poetry word, but just IAM.
I'm assuming the wife does not know about this. Does not know about this post. Does not know about this promotion.
I don't even know what this is.
Because we are a couple. I am looking.
Yeah.
You're right. For a few good Pac-Mans. Pac-Mans.
It's kind of, Pac-Mans? It has to be a euphemism.
Today. To come over and eat the power pellet. Pellet, P-E-L-I-T.
Okay, so we all know what that is.
Do we? The power pellet.
Do rigs.
I'm going to assume it means Viagra.
Oh! I was thinking something fellatio related.
Yeah.
That's the first place I went.
Mm.
I changed.
It's usually the first place you go.
Your situation changed.
The very first place I go is straight into the.
This game is from the 80s. Is the game his wife?
Ooh.
He does not have to explain Pac-Man.
No.
In a way like this game is from the 80s, so this is not Pac-Man.
So you're suggesting
this is not Pac-Man.
No. The rest of the sentence is, this game is from the 80s. Y'all should know how to play it. Like, you've had since the 80s to learn how to play Pac-Man.
To learn how to come over and put your keys in a bowl. And
right?
Y'all should know how to play it. Like, this game is from the 80s. Y'all should know how to play it. So you're suggesting that this is some type of, like, there is an actual game.
Yeah.
But it is not an arcade cabinet game.
If I could just posit what I think this game is.
Sure, I might bleep it out, but go ahead.
Okay. What I think this game is a sort of situation in which, what are they chasing in
the power pellet? The
power pellet?
They're trying to eat the power pellet.
Okay, so that's his wife.
You know, oh God.
And what he's looking for is Pac-Men to come.
Pac-Mans.
Excuse me?
Jesus.
To come and try to get at his wife. When he, as a ghost, who's dressed as a ghost, will, like, in a cuckolding fashion, try to chase them down and, like, play at, like keeping it from occurring, even though he wants it to.
All the while, he's going, no, they have to go waka waka waka.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that.
Oh.
I would never have considered that. That's hilarious.
Straight from the mind of Mike Lehman.
That's
Do you guys
want to
try it? We can pause this. No. We can edit a podcast.
That game is from the
80s. I know some Pac-Mans.
But I do not know how to play it. So that, what you're implying is that he has been doing this since the 80s?
Yeah.
Sure.
Craigslist hasn't been around since the 80s.
No,
it hasn't.
Cuckolding has been.
Where did he find his Pac-Mans before that?
I bet you he hasn't since the 80s. I'll bet you it died away with it. And now he's like...
He's trying to get the band back together.
Yeah. Yeah. He's on a mission from God.
Oh, God. Not God.
Well, I mean, if he's getting the band back together.
Something else. On a mission from some other entity.
Yeah.
This is not God.
Some sort of five-headed demon baby deer stealer.
Let's entertain for just a few seconds the possibility that this is actually the game Pac-Man.
Okay.
We are a couple. Who's a couple? Like him and his wife? Is
yeah.
That?
Yeah.
Okay. So
yes, Max.
Or is this,
Jesus. It almost sounds together.
The way it's written almost sounds like he's about to do improv and he's like setting the scene. Okay, so we're
right.
A couple.
We're a couple.
So we're a couple. I am looking for a few good Pac-Mans. Good Pac-Mans. Like arcade cabinets. Let's say that he means arcade cabinets. I'm trying so desperately to make this innocent.
It's just as you're trying to make it work, it's just not fitting
you
together. Your square in this peg hole is.
Your spirit is just that of a golden retriever puppy, and you're constantly just looking for attention, a good time.
I like Pac-Man, like, but actually the game Pac-Man.
Everything is just so good and optimistic.
Pac-Man is like my third main in Smash.
It's your alias.
Mega Man. I am looking for a few good Pac-Mans to come over and eat the power pellet. This game, the power pellet,
is that really what
if
they're called?
You're uninitiated, I'm pretty sure that's the big one that turns the ghosts blue.
Okay.
That so that Pac-Man can eat the ghosts.
Sure. Oh.
I mean, again,
is this a Vor thing?
A what?
A Vor thing?
No, okay, so like...
Wait, Mike, do you not know what Vor is?
No.
What's Vor? Not?
I'm so excited!
Okay, so think cannibalism.
I know a sex thing that Mike doesn't.
Think cannibalism, but then not that at all.
So think cannibalism,
so sex.
But sexy. Oh,
yeah.
God.
Wait. Oh, God, I need to go home right now, immediately.
Cannibalism, but not that, is just nothingness. What are you describing to me?
Cannibalism.
But not for, like, the reasons that cannibalism is usually practiced.
Yeah.
Oh, hunger?
Or hunger, or trying to absorb someone's powers or anything like that.
Okay, so it's just...
It's the idea of someone either eating you or you eating them.
Yeah.
Sexually arousing you.
Oh, okay. Dahmerish.
No,
what?
But okay, so cannibalism, but not.
What
that.
Was that word that you just said?
Dahmerish?
Like
Jeffrey
Dahmer?
Oh, I thought you were like this was a Sanskrit word or something.
I've hosted multiple parties with Dahmermans that I'll invite over.
Farsi or something like that.
No, it's like an kind of an internet phenomenon. It has to do
it's
with
definitely
the,
internet phenomenon.
Just, eating someone that you were sexually attracted to and becoming abnormally large.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Like swallowing them whole. Ask Max Burke about it.
He will school you.
Max Burke was on our last episode.
I don't think I want to know about that.
Max Burke.
You don't have to.
It's okay, so it is.
I get it.
It is one of the things that disturbs Max Burke quite a lot.
Really?
Yes. So what's our consensus on this one?
This podcast makes me feel grimy.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll happen. This is what I'm talking about. I started.
Yep. Here's the complimentary towel that I bring with for all my guests.
You oughta.
Familiar with Midnight Cowboy?
No.
Yes.
The movie? Okay. Opening scene of Midnight Cowboy. There's this wide-eyed young man from the South coming up to New York, right? And Harry Nilsson's playing in the back. Everybody's talking at me. He's looking around the city. He's looking at buildings. He's just, wow, this is New York. That's me. It's me checking out Craigslist, right? As the movie progresses, he slowly, taxi driver style, gets corrupted by the forces of New York and just broken in every way possible and ends up like a male prostitute. And like, it's just, I think his best friend.
It just chews him up
dies.
And spits him out.
That's me. That movie's about me looking at Craigslist. Man, Mike, you found some good ones.
Thank you. I looked in Rockford mostly.
This one is from Kenai. Do you remember what state that was in?
Yes, I do. It's in Alaska.
Ah, like I got one from Alaska.
Yeah, really the good. Kenai Peninsula.
Yeah. This one's from Kenai Missed Connections.
That's fun to say.
Mustard-headed punk rock princess.
That's not as fun to say.
Hyphen. Salmon Fest.
Nope. I'm trying.
Hold it. hold till you see the whites of their eyes. We're diving in.
Yep. All right.
We're diving in for the salmon.
Give it to me, Daddy.
Damn.
Fuck off me.
The land mermaid with the iridescent romper had me seeing hearts. Smelled like could have been from Trapper Creek or FBX. Didn't get close enough to smell, but it's an educated guess. Had the cutest little face and smiled the entire time! Exclamation point. So I'm living in DeKalb currently. DeKalb, Illinois. In DeKalb, Illinois, we have a nice little thing during the summer.
Yeah.
The most Midwestern festival that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Called Corn Fest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. God, does Alaska have Salmon Fest? Is that Alaska's version of Corn
Fest?
That must
be it, yeah.
That's the first thing you pick out of this... Out of this Craigslist, you're like, hold on,
so
Salmon Fest?
That's so crazy.
Festival filled with fish in Alaska?
Step by step. We need to just
dismantle
this structure.
I agree.
You're imagining a festival
yes.
entirely themed around salmon.
Yes.
Yep.
I love salmon.
I'm seeing...
But it does have a strong smell.
What do you guys see? What do you guys see at Salmon Fest? Because I see ice sculptures.
See men juggling salmon.
Juggling salmon.
Salmon on a stick.
I'd be lying if I said the first thing I thought wasn't someone wearing a giant salmon suit.
That's great. I think that's definitely
right.
needs to be there.
There's a... bears are going through the dumpster
the
out back.
Fish is playing.
They didn't make it to Alaska. They can't afford to plane trip
no.
to Alaska.
Yeah. I mean... That's what I'm picturing.
Okay.
Just like this, Alaska's love letter to salmon.
Can we look it up?
Salmon Fest? I usually would say no, but I think there's enough weird stuff in this that we can afford to lose.
Yeah, I don't think we need to like
the
speculate
mystery of Salmon
too
Fest.
Hold on, give us one more. Give us the first sentence or the headline while you're doing that.
Let's see. The headline is Mustard-Headed Punk Rock Princess, hyphen Salmon Fest. And the first line is, damn, the land mermaid with the iridescent romper had me seeing
already
hearts.
Too much. Too much to go on. Okay. The title, Mustard-Headed Punk Rock Princess.
Correct.
So alternative girl with yellow hair.
Blonde, yeah.
Oh, fucking A.
Why is there
Fest?
A guitar?
Because it's a festival, a music festival.
It's a music festival.
Yes.
Oh!
Can we go? I want to go to Salmon Fest.
It's like it's got to be like Warped Tour.
But for fish.
But for the specifically the band Fish.
Maybe Fish is there.
Yeah. I'm a fan. Fish is okay.
Yeah, it's on jambass.com.
Jambase.com.
It's on Jambase.
Ooh, not if they have jam bands, though. I don't like those.
That's like...
Wait,
that's
you were on board for Phish, but not jam bands?
Yeah. Sure.
Have you heard Phish?
Yeah.
You think they don't fall under the category of jam bands?
I don't know, I guess.
They're the jam band.
I hate jam bands, too. Just give me some Grateful Dead.
It's the Grateful Dead and Phish. Those are the two.
Sorry, I didn't realize. I don't know.
I can't name a single. I can't name a single Phish song.
I can't either.
Let's get back to the
podcast. Stopped taking shrooms so many years ago.
It's a requirement. You actually can't hear the music if you're not on shrooms.
No, you can't.
If you put in
it's in a frequency that only, you know.
Yeah. If you put in headphones and try and listen to a Phish song without psilocybin in your system, that's one of their songs. It just sounds like white noise.
Hootie and the Blowfish, probably.
Hootie
also
and the Blowfish,
Darius Rucker came out of his country career.
Yeah. So.
Oh, it's just the Blowfish. They moved on from Hootie.
Oh, no.
So it's just the Blowfish.
Now they would be allowed into Salmon Fest.
They would absolutely
Phish
be allowed
and the
into
Blowfish.
Salmon Fest. Yeah.
Those are the only two bands.
Also, if they could just get together and make like a super group called Phish
and the
Blowfish.
The Blowfish, but it's spelled P-H-I-S-H. Mustard-headed punk rock princess. Now, I'm assuming mustard-headed means blonde?
Yeah. I mean,
what a weird way to say blonde.
Yeah,
I've seen people
I've
with like
that.
Dyed yellow hair, though. Like particularly, they chose
really?
A bottle of yellow hair dye.
This is
I've never seen that.
The most smell-oriented person
yes.
that I've ever encountered. This
yes.
guy, this guy looks at Wolverine, looks down at Wolverine.
Sure.
Right? He's like, you think you can smell things?
And he can smell her over all the salmon, which
that's
is a very potent
that's,
smell.
That's why my mind went to Salmon Fest first, is because this is an entire festival themed around Phish.
Yeah.
And
he's and like...
he is picking out specific scents of people and making educated guesses about them.
She's from FBK.
What is an FBX? What
FBX,
is it?
Oh, FBX is, I think, Fairbanks International Airport.
Okay.
I want to guess.
Now, airports also something that have a lot of various smells. You've got Cinnabon around there. You've got Wolfgang Puck Express.
Yeah, what's the smell?
What's the smell of Fairbanks?
I don't know if I could ever get a smell and be like, oh, you're from there.
Yeah, that's because you're not a goddamn dog.
Yeah,
not. You're not White Fang.
By the way.
You're not Toby from Hound of the Baskervilles.
Max, however, is a golden retriever puppy.
Right. But I mean, this guy's out of my league. I need to learn from him. I need to post a Craigslist ad.
Well, he couldn't get close enough to smell, so he's not that great.
Someone
that's
good
true.
In smells.
Yeah. I wanna just for a quick moment. So she's blonde
and a land mermaid.
And a land mermaid. Did he say an iridescent romper?
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I don't know why that sentence didn't hit me until right now. There's just so much in there.
So that's like the chameleon changing purple green, right?
Yeah.
That's on rompers, like some Mustangs.
Guys, rompers are so funny.
They are.
I
funny.
Don't know why rompers are like the funniest piece of clothing to me. So the land mermaid. Do you want to try and figure out what that means?
I think that's just somebody who lives near the sea saying a beautiful woman.
She's real pretty.
So maybe that's like an Alaska term?
Yeah. All that's right. just a coastal Alaska thing. A land mermaid. You know, one of those beautiful women with legs and gams.
Hey,
yeah, this guy does talk weird. Had me saying hearts. Can I read the post again?
Yeah.
Please do.
In like this transatlantic accent.
Please do.
Mustard-headed punk rock princess. - Salmon Fest. Damn. The land mermaid with the iridescent romper had me saying hearts. Va-va-voom. Smelled like could have been from Trapper Creek or FBX. Didn't get close enough to smell. But it's an educated guess. Had the cutest little face and smiled the entire time.
Mm. Oh, so at this point, he's not even trying to connect. He's just like telling everybody, like, man, you should have seen this little punk rock princess.
There is no call to action in this entire
that
post.
That is true.
There is
yeah,
no question that needs to be
girl.
Answered. There is no request being made.
No.
Of anything.
Just wanted to alert the world of the presence.
To learn from...
You know what? Sometimes I see a real pretty girl and I think everybody should know about
you,
her.
Sometimes you see a real pretty land mermaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, nice romper.
When I heard land mermaid, can I be honest with the... especially within the context of a salmon-based festival.
Yeah.
The first thing that I thought of was like, you know how mermaids are like the lady half on the top but the fish half on the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Flip that. That's what I picture.
That's what you picture as a land mermaid?
That's, yeah, because it's like a sea mermaid. They're in the sea because they got the fish tail.
Okay.
The walking parts.
I understand. So it's a fish making life as a human because they have the legs for it.
So it's a land mermaid. Got it. That's what I was picturing. And then the mustard headed, so it's got this like crazy punk blonde wig on.
Yeah.
And that would explain the smell, I guess, if it's like an actual salmon. Person.
I think you're honest on that. I think this is a fish.
Oh no. Yeah, because like iridescent scales.
Right.
Oh no. He's like, is he just
looking at
this
salmon like, oh man.
Now I know scalies is a thing, but that's usually referring to reptiles.
Scalies?
It's like furries.
Oh no.
Oh.
But also, that's furries not as cuddly. Furries are like, they're only, I think, into like the anthropomorphized cartoon versions of things. This guy, I think, is into the actual
like
fish.
A fish.
Yeah, he wants
like
to put his dick in a fish.
Like a fish.
Yeah.
Which you can do.
He wants to eat the fish for sexual pleasure.
I don't speak from experience.
Which is called vor, I believe.
Way to go.
If you're sexually attracted to fish.
If you've taken nothing away from this podcast today, it's the definition of vor.
Yeah. If you're sexually attracted to fish and you eat a salmon fillet, is that vor?
I mean, are you?
Oh.
I think we went over this in Wagner's philosophy class, actually.
Probably.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I'm not going to protest.
And it was thus.
Smelled like could have been from Trapper Creek.
Yeah, that's where it starts getting a little. We're talking about a fish.
From the creek.
Yeah.
It's from an actual creek.
Yeah. Or wow. FBX.
He's making me use my Jerry Seinfeld voice. Or FBX. Now, Fairbanks, that is an airport, but.
Fairbanks is another town in Alaska.
Why do you know
which
this?
I assume because I looked through Alaska's misconnections and I saw Fairbanks there.
Why do I not know this? It's the better question.
I don't know.
You coming for my title, Mike?
Hey, I've been to Plymouth, man. You wouldn't believe.
The land mermaids I've seen.
All the Lake Erie mermaids that swim onto shore.
I can't even imagine, like, the smell of a Lake Erie land mermaid.
Ugh. Well, it's hard to get it over the salmon, but, you know.
So, didn't get close enough to smell, but it's an educated guess.
Gross.
Had the cutest little face.
That's a fish.
And smiled the entire time.
Sweet pea.
That's a goddamn
fish.
That's a goddamn fish.
This guy wants to fuck a fish. That's why he went to salmon. Oh my god, this guy's like, that's like going to a porn convention for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With just a litter of dead porn stars looking at you.
Mike.
Sorry. That's what I got. I'm sorry. When I see.
Wow. That sentence literally went through my head. And then I heard Allegra say, Mike.
That's the best
place
for it.
I looked at her face. And then I had to reach back and go, wait, no, come back.
If we talk about it long enough, it'll make it have to be cut out. Yeah. So let's just keep on getting off topic.
Yeah, this guy's the guy from Midnight Cowboy. He's going to this salmon fest.
Yeah.
Looking all wide eyed at all the different land princesses, land mermaids around.
Land princesses.
And he's just having the... Land princess.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of
evening.
So if we've decided this is a fish, which everything in the bulk of the post seems to lend itself to perfectly, now I'm having trouble with mustard-headed punk rock princess.
Yeah.
Do me a favor and read every adjective meant to describe this person in a row and skip all the other stuff. So we just
mustard-headed. Mustard-headed.
Yeah.
Punk rock.
Yep.
Princess.
Yeah.
Land mermaid.
Uh-huh.
Iridescent romper.
Yeah.
Smelled like could have been from Trapper Creek or FBX.
Guys, I think this is a fish.
Had the cutest little face.
Oh.
Smiled the entire time.
Okay, so what if the yellow hair part or the mustard-headed part is just like the little dorsal fin, like little top?
Yeah, what if it's just like a yellow stripe on this fish's head?
Can I Google something real
quick? Is there a yellow-headed salmon?
Punk rock princess.
The punk rock is a weird your thing.
But
punk
what if it's princess? Spiky? Like a little spiky yellow thing on the
so
top of the fish's head.
A blowfish? A hoodie in the blowfish?
It's definitely a hoodie in the blowfish.
Yellow.
I bet you.
Oh, what if the, like a prince?
Guys, check out that salmon. Yellow I bet tuna. She's a blowfish. Am I right?
Shut the fuck up.
Oh God.
Sorry. I don't mean that. People don't know me. No. When I say
They should know. They should know what this relationship is like.
I go. Oh, no. I googled yellow salmon.
Yeah. Is that a euphemism for
no?
Something? Okay, good.
First things I see is people also ask, how do you know when salmon goes bad? What happens if I eat bad salmon? How can you tell if fish is bad? Can undercooked salmon make you sick? WikiHow, three ways to know if salmon is bad.
Oh.
When salmon turn yellow, it is cause for concern. What the hell is turning pink salmon yellow in the Fraser River? Yellow spots on Chinook and Coho salmon. How to tell if salmon is bad? Know the signs of spoiled salmon here. Yellow on a salmon? Never a good sign.
No.
Yeah, unless you're looking for that bad
salmon.
She's
a bad
salmon.
Girl. Yeah.
That's why
that
it's punk
spoiled
rock.
Salmon.
Oh, fuck.
That daughter of the preacher salmon. That, you know what I'm talking about?
Punk rock princess.
Oh.
There is no way that is not the correct interpretation
of that. Boy, I tell ya.
Usually I like to...
Dude wants to fuck a fish.
This guy's put a dick in a fish.
And it doesn't matter if you're not going to actually eat the salmon. I mean...
Oh, he wants to eat the salmon.
I mean, you've gone through all this trouble, and it's not bad. Well, it has gone bad. It's yellow. So.
But he's got to eat it afterwards.
You've gone this far. Why not?
Oh, right. Mm. So I'm quickly moving off of this one.
He sears it very quickly, then he eats it in front of smiling maids, because they've watched the whole process.
Shit. I can't ask any questions about this. Do you understand the dilemma that this puts me in? Normally I ask, would you respond to this? Who's responding to this?
Yeah, who?
The fish.
You're a fish. Yeah. You can't respond to it. Yeah. You don't have hands. You're a dead fish. And you're spoiled because you've been dead for too long.
You know what, though? I would respond to this, and that is absolutely serious under one condition. And that is I am a promoter for Salmon Fest.
Yeah.
What are you telling this guy?
I am contacting him, and I'm like, listen, sir, you need to take down this post immediately.
Wait,
Salmon Fest is not
kind of
to be involved with any sort of fish fuckery, and I will not have myself... implicated in what maybe I don't know if it's a crime because I've never even considered.
But I kind of like really want to know. Excuse me, I'm yawning. But I kind of like really want to know if it's actually about a fish. Like, can we? Is that post still up? Can I reply to him?
He smelled her. He's trying to place her geographic location.
I would really like to talk to this guy.
I know what we can do. Let's talk a moment about what we picture this guy looking like.
Mm.
Oh, I haven't even considered. I was all mustard headed.
I was
punk the rock. Guy.
Definitely.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I was considering her.
We've identified the salmon. This, I guess, the salmon's a lady. Although that seems heteronormative. I mean, maybe he doesn't discriminate. This might be a bi salmon individual.
I feel like we're just two upstream people living in a downstream world.
Oh God,
that's really deep.
I'm in love with an upstream trout. Trout don't live in streams. Salmon do though. Salmon definitely do.
Yep.
Okay.
Saw you in the mouth of a bear. Thought you looked good.
Oh God.
Ooh, what if he is a bear?
What are we? Oh.
Oh, it's a bear!
This is a bear.
It's a goddamn bear.
Oh, don't eat that fish. It's spoiled.
Yeah.
It's he don't care.
Bear.
He's just
it's
a bear.
It's a salmon fest. Find a good pink one.
All right. So this is a bear.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is a bear.
I think it's a
it's
bear.
It's a bear looking to either eat or fuck a fish. Either
or
one's
all of the
completely
above.
Okay.
Or
yep.
all of the above.
Yeah, or everything.
Did you get this one from Alaska too?
Yes.
This one comes to us from Fairbanks.
It does. The FBX, as we call it.
It's the salmon.
And this is in Missed Connections. Costco. We have flirted a bit. I am quite a bit older than you. You filled out some forms for me tonight. Want to go have dinner? Where's the other one?
Right above it.
This one also comes to us from Fairbanks.
Fuck.
This one also comes to us from Fairbanks. It is also in Missed Connections. Midnight Mine Missed Connection. I'm looking for a woman I chatted with at Midnight Mine on 11/16. You protected me from the Costco people. You were slightly older.
I'm sorry. the Costco people.
Invasion of the Costco people.
Oh, that's elitist, right? That's pretentious right there.
This should have been our Halloween episode. With the cryptozoologists and the Costco people.
They just come out of the woodwork, like Cronenberged. Deals.
A lot of missing Costco people in your neighborhood. Missing or discarded
Costco people. That's terrifying.
You protected me from the Costco people. You were slightly older, You were slightly older, but I would have never had guess it.
Can we do this? Can Allegra and I read these to each other as if we're these people?
Absolutely. Do you have them on your phone?
Yeah. Midnight Mind Mist. Connection. Oh, it's one word. Okay, let me do that again. Midnight Mind Mist Connection. Fairbanks, Alaska. I'm looking for a woman I chatted with at Midnight Mine on 11/16. You protected me from the Costco people. You were slightly older, but I never would have guessed it. You were incredibly beautiful and sweet. You left before we could exchange contact info.
Costco, Fairbanks. We have flirted a bit. I am quite a bit older than you. You filled out some forms for me tonight. Want to go have dinner?
These people are looking for each other, right?
It's another Hallmark movie for the books. The Costco couple, the Costco couplet, Costco connection, something with Costco in it.
Is there more? Was that
nope? That's it.
Aww.
I think they'll find each other.
I think they'll find each other.
I think so. Yeah, if you have the inclination to go on Craigslist at all, you're gonna go back.
I do.
And with Fairbanks as a keyword, you're sure to find love.
There can't be
that
many people in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of fish, though.
Can we deal with
a lot of trout in the stream, as they say?
Oh man, and do they have a certain smell? Man, do they have a very signature smell? Can we deal with the elephant in the room here?
Sure.
You protected me from the Costco
you
people.
You protected me from the Costco people.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, that either means like just customers.
But okay, so
no,
that's what
that
he,
is. That
that's
is
what he
absolutely
said.
Derogatory.
That's what he said. Okay, this is what she said. This is what she said. You filled out some forms for me tonight.
Yeah.
She says that he filled out forms for her.
Yeah.
So he filled out forms for her
in
exchange for her protecting him from the Costco people. So she's like feverishly like batting away these Costco people, defending him from the hordes.
You're
Back!
Not a fish.
Just a bulwark.
Get out of here.
A bulwark against the dark army of Costco. And he's just desperately trying to fill out these forms before the Costco people get to him. She's buying
getting
him.
Closer.
She's buying him as much time as she can.
I love your angry chihuahua. It's good.
She's buying him as much time as she can. But they just keep getting thicker and thicker. Both the hordes and the individual Costco
up the
people.
Wall, over the ceiling.
They're coming out of the walls, man! It's game over! So you're saying that you think that's derogatory against Costco people?
It absolutely is.
I read it
from the Costco people. If I said to you, being even not even as I'm not wealthy person, if I said to you, save me from the Walmart people, what's your first thought as
Who
to
are
what
you,
my,
my
meaning?
Roommate?
Am I being honest?
Yeah.
My first thought is anxiety.
Oh.
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 I thought this was somebody that had like.
No, your first thought about me. This is about me, Max.
Oh, yeah. You're not anxious. You are, though. Just not about that stuff.
Yeah, not about Costco people. I'm not afraid of them. You kidding me?
No, you know you're superior.
You're not going to be able to find a sword to kill me with because there's just going to be a pallet of them like 12 stories up. You're not going to be able to get
you. I wish I had more sick Costco goofs.
Yeah.
I don't really have that many. I haven't been doing my reading up.
Sick Costco.
I got a tight five on Costco.
Yeah. Ugh, I had this killer set on Costco.
Yeah.
About filling out paperwork.
Why does it Costco?
What's the deal with Costco people? Always keeping me from filling out paperwork.
A home mallet of frilly shirts.
Yeah. So I think the way I read this is that this is like a dude that like, this is I think. Partially me projecting.
Yeah.
Any type of interaction with people at stores for some reason, like, or anyone who's in the service industry, I have this paralyzing anxiety that I'm going to make their job harder.
Yeah.
Because I worked at a grocery store.
Yeah.
Right. And so I worked all the time with people that didn't, that weren't concerned with that. And I so badly don't want to be those people that every time I'm at a grocery store and I need anything, which is like, that's why they're there. To
sure.
A lot of the time is to like help you
sure.
find stuff and stuff like that. But I'm so, Mike is giving me the most derisive, condescending look right now. Sure. Sure.
What?
Yeah, that's no. why they're there.
No. No, they're, no, that is why they're there.
Yeah. That's why they're,
literally.
That's why they're Costco people.
Yeah.
No,
that's why they're there. In the dirt mines of Costco.
Protecting.
But when you go about acquiring the services that is their job,
yeah.
it's not
right.
your place to lord it over them.
Right.
That is their, you know, their work.
Right.
You know,
so
you ask politely.
The thing is, like, when I have to deal with them, like, even just to ask, like, oh, I can't find where their hose clamps are or something like that at Menards. And I want to ask somebody, like, I have, like, a mild anxiety attack every time.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, what if this is somebody that's – he's just had to, like, unpack, like, 6 gallons of milk and then, like, 5 of them spilled. And, like, he's just had such a hard day. And, like, you know, his wealthy heiress vanished behind her keyboard and all that nonsense.
And he's cried because you can cry over spilled milk.
Oh, God.
You really
can. Yeah, when it's 5 gallons of it.
Really, yeah. Mike? Really?
You can cry over spilled milk.
That joke? We're doing that joke?
Yeah.
All right.
It comes from a place of truth.
That firefighter spilled milk all over, and now he's got to find 2 huge breasts to feed this baby.
So if you like trying to talk about something like as intensive as like having someone help like you fill out paperwork like for a return or something like that or a rebate or something like that, I can only imagine the amount of stress my brain would be in. So what I was imagining is some guy, he needed to either like do a return or a rebate and he didn't know how to do it. So he was trying to ask the Costco people and this Costco person was like having a hard day and she's like, just, can you just figure out how to fucking fill out this piece like paper? Like it's not that hard because she's done it all the time. And then this angelic older woman, but he would never have had guessed it.
No, not a million years.
Swoops in from the heavens and says, here, dear, let me show you the ways of the Costco.
There's right? a blinding fluorescent
a blinding
light.
It's kind of flickering because no one's changed it in a while. And the manager keeps saying that they're going to do it, but
there's also 80,000 of them up
yeah.
there.
That's how I interpreted it, but I kind of like yours a little bit better.
I don't know. No, I'm going back and forth. Also, the time difference between the two posts has me weirded out too, because one is 3 days after the other one, so somebody sat on it a while.
Wait, who posted first?
Greedo. I believe the man.
It was Han.
Oh, okay.
Han posted first.
Yeah.
Does anyone get that joke?
No.
It's a Star
Wars. Oh yeah, it's Star Wars. Yeah, Han shot first.
Yeah.
Han shot first. Comedy Film Nerds, good podcast. They have that as a theme song. That was a small plug. You can take that completely out.
I probably
small
will.
Plug. So that meant that because if these two people are looking for each other, that means that somebody went on Craigslist when the other person had already posted and didn't respond to it or thought that maybe that wasn't them and then posted anyway. Like, oh, it can't be me because they're not talking about the Costco people.
How
or
many Craigslist posts originate from Costco?
Oh, 20%.
Maybe it's more in Alaska.
20%.
1 in 5.
It's either Salmon Fest or Costco. Those are the two things.
In my
in
experience, that's all Craigslist is.
I would like to see. I would like to live in whatever harmonious paradise you're living in. That it's just innocent,
it's just
Costco
punk rock
shoppers
salmon
instead
and
of these just monsters. Just these. I mean, like, I give you guys, listen, I give you guys the best stuff.
Hey, don't talk to us like we're Costco people.
I give you guys the cleanest stuff.
the
cleanest stuff.
I'm talking unstepped on.
Yeah, I'm talking about this is the stuff that, like, that is the good stuff.
Pure Colombian Craigslist ads.
Use your imagination to imagine what the bad stuff that I don't use is. It's dark stuff.
You gotta
it's not fucking a fish frivolity.
No.
It's
We should do just like an uncut episode, like just the worst of the worst.
Yeah. I would get put on a government watch list if I did that, I think. It's so creepy.
Can we just do it under pseudonyms?
An alias?
Yeah.
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 We'll go and we'll find a dog and we'll just take the name.
I'll use the one that I named.
That's a good idea. What we should do is we'll go out as a group and then we'll just, the first three dogs we come across, we'll ask what their names are and those will be our aliases.
That's a good idea.
What's up? My name's Peppermint. I'm here to handle your case.
I'm Georgie Porgy.
Georgie Porgy.
He's a corgi.
Wait, is that a real dog?
He is a corgi. No, but he's a corgi.
That does sound like a corgi. In my mind's eye, he is.
Can we do one more?
I think Georgie Porgy is from It. Georgie Porgy.
No.
This one comes to us from...
We all float down here.
I don't care for that at all.
This one comes to us from Hillsboro, Colorado. It is in Missed Connections. Emotions die. Location is not applicable.
Whoa.
Grandma. It's over. And there's nothing you can do anymore but get over it. Period.
Wow. Is that it?
That's the end.
Holy shit.
Hillsboro, Colorado.
Ooh, the animosity.
Yes.
What did Grandma do?
What a situation.
What did she do?
Obviously, all these things that he's talking, like, he goes in cold with no context, answering questions, just knocking shit down.
Yeah.
So
listen, you old bitch.
Listen, you old
bitch. How you talk to your grandma. Listen, old bitch. Emotions die. It's over, and there's nothing you can do anymore but get over it.
Okay, so this is somebody who is being pursued
by their grandma? By a grandma?
Okay, so this is somebody who feels for the person their grandma is pursuing?
Oh, no.
Ew.
So this one, maybe the grandma is the person who
she's trying to steal.
So this grandma, right? She thought she had a really special relationship with this person, but then they just vanished behind their keyboards. And she thought, you know, we will always have the seared tuna and the smiles of the maids.
God, I keep forgetting about that goddamn seared tuna. Can you do me a favor? I want to hear this post as if it's a granddaughter talking to her grandma about the man that she stole from him.
Ooh.
I think the granddaughter is now dating who the grandma was dating. And the grandma found him on Craigslist.
Now
so she's like, that's where she goes to look. And she's just like throwing this message out there. Like, listen, grandma, he's mine.
Hey, this is some telenovela shit.
Emotions die. Grandma, it's over. And there's nothing you can do anymore but get over it. Eugene is mine now. All right?
Wait, no, you added that.
I did. Yes.
Give me the straight ad.
Emotions die. Grandma, it's over, and there's nothing you can do anymore but get over it.
I mean, yeah, she took his man, right?
Yeah, that is a good way to contextualize
Eugene is mine.
It.
Eugene is mine now.
His name is Eugene.
His name is Eugene. Eugene is mine now, and every night, he pops the power pellet, and
shit.
We get down to the dirtiest game of Pac-Man's. I miss Pac-Man it up. It gets crazy. He ghosts. It's wild.
Yeah. He comes over. He has a full salmon. The maids love it. They love cooking
grandma.
Salmon. We already have tuna, but it's okay. We have salmon and tuna.
Grandma, listen to me. Listen to me, grandma. Listen to me. Rose, listen.
Emotions.
I am a better lover.
Rose,
I am a better lover than you will ever be because you're going to die in 2 months because you're fucking 1,000.
Can I be the grandma?
Yeah.
You don't just find Eugene's at Costco.
I do. Yeah. Because I got this rocking hot bod.
Oh.
And the Eugenes love me.
Oh.
I don't know what to tell you. This is like...
Well, at least my emotions are alive and well.
Nope. They're going to die.
Oh,
they
no.
They die. They
oh,
die.
God.
They all die. Emotions die. So... You're this lady's grandma, all right?
Okay. It hurts.
Yeah. So you're Sarah's grandma. Sarah's always been an ungrateful little bastard, really, ever since she was young. And this bitch, she steps over the line, and she takes Eugene from you. This has got to not be her grandma, like her grandpa, though, because that's
no,
really weird.
No, this is her grandpa's dead.
Her grandpa died.
Yeah, this is
this is a new husband.
This is somebody she found, the grandma found, on Craigslist. That's why she knows that this missive is going to find her here, is because this is the method in which Eugene was found.
Yes. So, what is it, a step-grandpa?
Yeah.
Okay. So, this is... So, you're Rose, right? And Sarah took Eugene from you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just every night pounding it so right. You see this post.
Hold on. Let's just all sit in that for a second.
So, yeah, emotions die. So, you see this post from your brat granddaughter who took Eugene from you.
Oh. Oh, you bitch.
What do you reply?
Well, first of all, I reply immediately. I'm not even thinking about it. Like, I'm just going on instinct at this point. It's
smash
just vitriol. I smash a Red Bull and I just get to goddamn typing. All right.
Classic Rose.
You know, I'm not yelling at Rose.
No. Your caps lock is off.
I'm not. No. I'm yelling at Eugene.
You're writing a Craigslist post.
I'm upset at Eugene. She didn't take him from me. She tries to take everything from me. I know what she is. Mm-hmm. I know that little
bitch. She's a known entity.
Yeah, she's exactly whatever she was. Yeah. I did not expect this from Eugene.
He's the real backstabber.
He's the one who was supposed to be in it for me. But then my granddaughter flashes her mustard hair at him, and all of a sudden he can't do anything but just what would you call it?
Popping the power pellets and pounding it so right. That's the album's name.
That's my move. I'm going after Eugene on that one.
All right. What do you say to Eugene?
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed in you.
Oh, you go with the classic, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
That's going to get him.
Good luck getting her pregnant.
He's going to need an extra. Allegra.
Yes, Max.
Same scenario. What are you doing? You going after Sarah? You going after Eugene? What are you doing?
Realistically, I think I'm going after Sarah.
Really?
Because it comes from a place of pure emotion, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I'd have to go... Because, I mean, you got to keep one thing sacred in life, and that's going to be Eugene, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta go...
Always. That's what
I keep
sacred. You got
to keep what's close to you close.
Yeah.
And if that was Eugene...
And, I mean, Eugene's a stud muffin.
I'm doing everything
in my power.
So he is
always close to me.
To keep him on my side, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Sarah's got to be put in her place. See, Sarah, she's been just a little brat since day one.
Yeah.
And we all knew it. She's spoiled. Only child.
Yeah.
You know, can't relate. And someone needs to just take her down a peg.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's going to be Grandma. It's going to be Grandma Rose.
So can I propose a post in response to this?
Sure.
7 o'clock tomorrow.
Duel?
At the koi pond. That's it. That's the end of the post.
I'm showing up with beef jerky.
Grandma's
just
not
waiting for
fucking around
there.
Anymore. Listen, she's been putting up with this shit for like 60 years. Not gonna do it anymore. No. She's tired of this shit.
Who do you
listen? She's responsible for you being in this world. She can take you out of it.
Well, I mean, once removed, she's indirectly responsible.
But without her,
so she'll be
Sarah,
indirectly
be?
Responsible for her death. It's fine. Better plays better in court. It's manslaughter.
What in your mind? What does Eugene look like?
I mean, super hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I get like a quiet, like just a man that just follows, like just goes with whatever's happening.
Yeah,
you're
thinking
he's
like,
just,
like,
just go with her now.
You think he's just rocking in the sack then?
I think he's Abe like Vigoda.
Oh man.
And he just goes it's just mostly in the eyebrows for him. And he just goes along with
but
whatever.
Why is everyone lusting after him so much then?
Because he's got like the like silver fox thing going on. Like you can't deny that this guy's attractive.
Yeah.
Plus he's got the situation.
Plus
going
his
on.
Manscaping, the
whole situation.
Right?
I mean, good manscaper.
Hard to find that at
doesn't
at
smell like
age.
Fairbanks. There's a lot of things going on for
doesn't
Eugene.
Smell like Fairbanks. It's hard to find someone well manscaped at Eugene's age.
Yeah.
Most time at Pine people are just like, I mean, I've been doing it. It's just going to grow now.
I mean, his allure is so potent.
Yeah. Right. He must have like some like pheromones or some shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, what is this guy's musk like that he's emitting?
No kidding.
Right? I could probably smell him from I could smell that guy through a salmon festival. That's a new idiom.
I could smell that guy through a salmon festival.
I could smell him through a salmon festival.
I could smell your sex through a salmon festival.
I could smell your sex through salmon fest.
I could smell your sex through a salmon fest.
It's another track on the album. I can smell your sex, parentheses, through salmon, salmon fest. Yeah.
What a tune.
That one's going to have a lot of autotune on it. That's
hip-hop ukulele.
So this is Eugene. I think he's got to be like, once he drops that power pellet, he is a monster.
At that point, you're just dating the pellet, though.
It's true. And maybe that's how this ends.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't mind.
Now, I like that ending. Maybe Eugene's the one that ends up sad, right?
Yeah.
Sarah realizes, listen, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
Why am I doing this to my grandma? Who am I really mad at? Am I mad at my grandma? I'm not mad at my grandma. I should talk to my mom.
Yeah, where is she in all of
this? You know, Lynn.
Did she already have her turn with Eugene?
Yeah, I think that's what happened.
She's third in line. That's why she left town.
No, I don't know. Lynn, she was the first one to take Eugene. Eugene's been taken before. Poor Rose. God, I feel bad for Rose.
I feel bad for Rose, too.
Yeah, Granny's going to come back for it, though.
Yeah, Sarah got run over by a grandma. That's my song.
Oh, no.
Headed home for Eugene on Christmas Eve. No, Eugene's out of the picture. This ends with an independent Rose, and maybe Sarah gets a happy ending where she realizes that she's been wrong and, like, she has a reawakening. She decides to reinvent herself. Her and Rose become good friends they're going to beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's going to be like a John Woo style, like intense fight between the two of them at the Koi Pond.
Somebody's trailer's getting remodeled.
Yeah.
In this situation.
And their face.
So to speak.
Yeah. 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 I like that. What do you, so is that, you guys like that?
Yep.
All right.
Yeah.
I like it.
Let's do plugs. All right. Legra, you got anything you want to plug?
Oh, I don't think so. I think the only thing that I could plug would be Two-Headed Kitten, which I'm sure Mike would be happy to tell you all about.
Mike, you want to plug anything?
Yeah, in all seriousness, I have a podcast called Two-Headed Kitten that just got taken off the internet. It'll soon be back up under the Talon Brothers umbrella.
Oh, hell yeah.
You can find this podcast underneath. So, yeah, it'll be right there next to it.
Yeah. I'm on that podcast a lot.
Yes,
I am.
You are. So is Legra.
Every now and then.
So is Max Burke. You'll meet him soon. Yeah. Or you've already met him.
You've already met him by this
point. Yeah, last week. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you know what that's all about.
And you remember him.
Yeah. You haven't forgotten him. Yeah. So, it's just fun. We do comedy, conversation, bits, improv, you know.
It's a super fun time.
Yeah, it's a variety
show. It's a super fun time. Not editing it, I imagine. Probably just...
Editing is a nightmare.
It's a barren hellscape, I imagine.
Yeah.
As is this one. Especially this one. Especially this episode.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad we could provide that.
I could smell your guys' performance through a salmon fest.
I can smell your sex through a salmon fest.
It sounds like a Creed song.
Ew.
Doesn't it?
No.
It sounds like something that Creed would write.
With lips wide open.
No.
What's the one who did I can't remember. No, not gonna happen. All right, this has been Craig's A-List with Max Rudin. We had Mike Lehman and Allegra Arco today. Thanks for joining us, and always remember that you will die.